Welcome to the College Ready Florida podcast. This podcast is a production of the Florida College Access Network, also known as Florida CAN. I'm your host, Amy Bullock, Florida CAN's statewide programs coordinator. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure to continue the conversation on Twitter by using hashtag CollegeReadyFL. You can follow me at @ABOLICK_FCAN, and you can follow Florida CAN at Goal2025Florida. In order for your College Application Week event to be a success, it's important that your students come prepared. If your students don't have the right information or resources with them at the event, they won't be able to complete their applications. This is why we recommend distributing the Student Apply Yourself Florida Guide at least 2 to 3 weeks prior to the event. This guide gives students a variety of resources to work through with their parents before the event so that they can come to the event prepared. What I want to do in this podcast is highlight some of the particular resources in this guide to make sure to emphasize with your students. First, the guide contains a variety of match and fit resources to help students identify schools they want to apply to. When we talk about applying to college, we always want to emphasize both fit and match. A school that is a good fit for a student is one where the school's size, location, academic programs, and overall culture generally align with the kind of environment that the student would learn well in. A school that is a good match is one where the school's academic rigor and selectivity match well with the student's current academic record. It's important to keep in mind that low-income and first-generation students have a tendency to undermatch when applying to colleges. This means that they often apply to schools that are less selective than the schools that they could have gotten into and done well at. And research shows that low-income and first-generation students who undermatch are less likely to finish their college degrees. There are a lot of reasons why students end up undermatching. One of them is that students may assume that they're not good enough to get into those schools. Or they may assume that even if they did get in, they wouldn't be able to pay for it. So that's why it's important that we communicate to students early on in the process the resources that are available to them to help them pay for school. The online tools that our student guide makes available to students help students find schools that are both a good match and a good fit. These include My Career Shines and Florida Shines, both of which help students search schools that they're already interested in or fill out profiles that will connect students with particular careers that might be interested to them, connect those careers to particular programs of study, and then connect those programs of study to colleges and universities that they could attend. Also, for helping students what kind of school they might be able to afford, there's College Abacus and Pell Abacus. These tools help students to put in their financial information so that they can get an idea of what kind of financial aid they might be able to expect and what school would actually cost them. Encouraging students to work through these resources early on in the year will help students make decisions about what schools they should apply to. This will make sure that students apply to a variety of schools and will increase the chances that they'll select an institution that's both a good match and fit for them. Also, you want to make sure that the students come to the application event with all of the information and resources that they need to complete their applications. They may need to work with their parents for some of this. For example, students might not know their own Social Security numbers, which are often needed for college applications. They also may need to get some information from their parents about determining residency for tuition purposes on their college applications if they're applying to Florida State schools. Another factor to keep in mind is that most colleges require an application fee. It's important to remind students to bring a form of payment with them on college application day so that they can complete their college applications. Typically, a credit card is the preferred method of payment. At many schools, however, several students are eligible for application fee waivers. Both the site coordinator and student toolkits for Apply Yourself Florida have information about the application fee waivers that are available and how to access them. Generally, there are three types of fee waivers: SAT, ACT, and NACAC. The SAT fee waiver is available to students who used a fee waiver to take the SAT exam. Students will be able to access this waiver in their College Board account online. Similarly, the ACT waiver is available to students who used a fee waiver to take the ACT. This waiver will need to be printed out and signed off on by a counselor. NACAC's fee waiver also needs to be downloaded from the website, printed out, and signed off by either a school counselor or a TRIO representative to verify that the student qualifies for the income requirements. For each of these fee waivers, the organization recommends that the student not use more than 4 waivers to apply to schools. Make sure that students understand that their applications are not considered complete until the application fee is paid or the fee waiver is sent in. If the student will be using a fee waiver, they should bring an envelope with a stamp so that they can send that waiver out immediately. Thanks again for tuning in. You can find links to all these resources on our website at floridacollegeaccess.org, on the podcast page, or on the statewide initiatives page. And if you have any other resources that you use to prepare your students for your College Application Week events, make sure to share those with us. You can tweet at me at @ABOLICK_FCAN, and you can tweet at Florida College Access Network at Goal2025Florida. Please use the hashtag #CollegeReadyFL.